A magnitude 7.9 earthquake off the coast of Alaska rattled the state in the early morning hours of January 23rd, setting into motion a series of various emergency warnings and tsunami evacuations. In the end, a destructive tsunami never materialized, but the response revealed some flaws in how Alaskans get warned about possible disasters. After digging into pages and pages of various agencies' internal reports, Juneau Empire reporter James Brooks found technical glitches, deliberate action, and human error. James spoke with Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove today about his reporting.
Tell me the basics of how this warning system works. An earthquake hits, and then what happens?
Everything starts at the Tsunami Warning Center in Palmer, and it spreads out from there. But that's where the problem started, because after it leaves the center, it goes into an entire network of different communications channels, different avenues to get the word out from the center to the listener. In this case, it helps to think of the Tsunami Warning Center as being in the palm of your hand, and five main channels of information go out from your palm like the fingers on your hand. The first one, the most important one for at least the lower 48, is something called IPAWS. It's a program run by FEMA, and it's been built and honed over the last few years into something that works pretty well. That goes out to a server in Kansas run by FEMA, and then from there it can go across the internet, it can go to your cell phone, and it can also go and activate the emergency alert system, the tones that you hear on TV and on radio. But as emergency workers in Alaska found out that night, that section, the section that's supposed to activate the emergency alert system, had been deliberately disabled by the weather service because they were afraid of multiple warnings. They were afraid of duplicate warnings. And so they had disabled that feature, and as far as I can tell, didn't tell anyone in the state.
And then there was also a problem that involved a server in Florida, is that right?
That's right. There's always a big concern in Alaska that because of how big the state is, how fragile our infrastructure is, you could, for example, if there were ever an earthquake off of Washington State or Oregon, that might sever all of the state's fiber optic cables and we would be out of telecommunications service. So the state has contracted out with a company called Communications Laboratories, or Comlabs for short, for a satellite-based system, the idea being that an alert can go out by satellite, it can reach all of the state's TV stations and radio stations and activate the emergency alert system that way. The problem was, on the night of the earthquake, there was a fault in Comlabs servers. And apparently, according to the accounts that were relayed to state officials, Comlabs knew about the error, a technician addressed it, but they didn't check to see whether that error had disrupted Comlabs' ability to relay warnings. And so that error coincided with the earthquake and meant that there was no alert signal transmitted by satellite via that system.
Let's just take a step back here. What's actually at risk? I mean, we want to warn people in the event of an emergency so that they can evacuate, right?
The main message of the emergency alert system is to tell you what to do, to tell you something has happened, is happening, or is going to happen so that you can take steps to address it. I mean, there are so many people who need to get out of the way of a tsunami that you need to know as soon as possible, because it just takes time to leave your house and head to higher ground. The more time you have to react to something, the greater the chance that you're going to get someone out of the disaster area or into a safe place. So we know it will happen again at some point. We just have to be ready for it and prepared for it.
So what's being done at this point? I mean, have these issues been fixed? Are they on track to being fixed?
Comlabs changed some of their procedures so that in the event that a server crashes or something goes wrong, they can fix that. We've seen the state change some of their procedures and find equipment that wasn't working properly or didn't work the way it was supposed to, that they've fixed that or replaced it.
There are a lot more details in your story. I should mention it's at JunoEmpire.com. James Brooks, reporter with the Juno Empire, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
As he just said, that was James Brooks, a reporter with the Juno Empire. He was speaking with Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove.